Well, it's Saturday, the 21st of June, 9 a.m. Had our usual breakfast outside in the veranda, and all but one showered and shaved, as it were. Sun has been up over the whole sides since we got up this morning, just after 7. And now it's getting quite high in the sky. It's a really beautifully warm, calm, still air. Seems to be that as the day goes on and the air temperature rises, that it creates more winds. Quite strong at times, but having said that, quite strong at about 27, 28 degrees. Incredible. And the calm yesterday in one of the places where it had to be 32 degrees. So, yeah, another beautiful morning here in La Marina urbanisation. And did I say it was quiet? Yeah, there's somebody way at the bottom of this road of villas. It's got the dog. Well, I haven't said that's not the only one. Just seems to like barking at the slightest thing it goes by. It would bark at an ant. Ah, so talking about ants, I took the rubbish away down. There's no local garbage bins. You take my way down or away up to the main drag, as it were. Yeah, 2 or 3 minute walk, and put them in the big bins. You know that they empty the bins here at 11 a.m. at night. Not every night, but when they do empty them, it's 11 to 11. A little bit midnight, I think. The guys are shooting round, probably because it's a lot cooler to do the job. But down by the bins yesterday morning, I spotted one of those nature trails of ants. You know the ones you see on the television? Well, these guys, and they were all different sizes. It was big beasties, about maybe about a centimetre, just over a centimetre long, and the tiny wee ones. And what they were doing was, there was a tree down in the park, and they were collecting seeds, these black seeds, which was, to me, half the size, no, more than half the size of the big ant. And they were carrying them all back to the nest, which is actually below the pavement, the tiled paving. And it was wonderful to see. I was mesmerised by all these ants doing this. And I had followed the trail to see where they were getting the seeds from. And that went on. Even to leave, I double checked in the evening and they were still doing it. I went down this morning, it was less of a stream. But what they were doing now, they've obviously collected all the seeds that had popped out the pods. But what they were doing now was dragging the pods that hadn't popped open yet. So there was one wee ant in particular pulling along a pod that was about 12 pods long, 12 seeds long. And this ant wasn't the size of one seed. And it was still pulling on. Incredible to watch. Well, I got a couple of weird looks from the residentialities locals because I was bent over looking down this pavement as if I was a sick man or overhung by drunk. drink. Anyway, do you know that dog's barking? Because it can hear my voice and I'm, goodness gracious, 100 metres at least away from it. So, anyway, yesterday we headed away into the mountains to places like Novelda and Elda and Montforte, is it? Montforte, I can't remember. Anyway, because we were advised to go there by the tourist groups, it's a beautiful area as well. it wasn't as easy as that and we didn't find it so attractive. They were nice towns, they were lovely towns. One town, the only town we came across by sheer accident, had a fantastic market on, and we spent about an hour and a half there, and the girls were in their element. It was just incredible. Right up the avenue of trees, shaded by the trees, probably about 300 or 400 yards long, and then produce ones were going off in side streets. All the food stuff was done in the side streets from it. And that was by sheer accident. In fact, we were looking for some fuel. That's how we found it, just shows you. And then you go and look for the places that you know you're going to and you get there and they're not as attractive as was made out. It's okay if you like shoe factories at one place. I think it's Elda is famous for their shoes. A shoe museum, would you believe? Don't take the girls near that. So we and what we found up there was, and I know this is it may sound wrong, but there wasn't a bugger that spoke English at all. And why should they? It's their country. But, you know, it's up to us to learn, but who do you ask? In your best pidgin Spanish, can you show us a way to traditional shops and market shops and, yeah, you know, this kind of thing? And they just look and go, okay. Even the universal sign languages didn't seem to work very well. So we ended up running around in the mountains, by the way, which are being urbanised at an incredible rate. So even a brand new high-speed railway link being built. Spain was poor a few years ago. They've obviously got an injection of money because even the urbanisations are being built up everywhere you go. Even way in the mountain areas, you can see the start of new urbanisations, new housing, villas. But anyway, it was a lovely drive, again, up in the mountains where the air was sheltered. I don't know how people live there, because here we get winds and breezes and a wee bit of shelter from, or a wee bit of ease from the sea, as it were. But up there in the mountains, it was just cooking. It was like being right in the middle of basically a desert, I suppose you could say that, you know. So anyway, that was yesterday. We got back about, I can't remember what time I got back now. So it was late afternoon. And we settled in for a wee bit. We did something else, actually. I just can't remember what it was. And then we walked up to the top of the urbanisation, to the square, as it were, and had a haddock supper. And I'll tell you something now, I had the best haddock supper I've had in a long, long while. A couple who, maybe I've mentioned this, that took over one that had been established for 16 years, a young couple. A guy from, where did I say he was? From Buckinghamshire. And his wife, who's Irish, from County Mayo. And they'd only opened the place 3 days ago. And I think we're probably the best customers so far. But anyway, come all the way to La Marina in Spain to get the best haddock supper you've had in a long, long while. But anyway, that was that. And then we basically just loafed about in the evening, leathering up the terrace in the big lilos. And it was lovely. So I wouldn't say that we saw a lot of nice things in the towns, although the towns, in fact, what happens here, by the way, if you don't know already, I never knew this. I knew the Spanish has siesta, but the tradition now is it's not so much siesta, it's a tradition of just closing down. So all the shops shut, not on the main drags like Benidorm or Alicante or wherever, not these places, but once you go into the normal townships, they shut shops between 2 and 5, would you believe? 3 hours. I asked a guy yesterday up in Elda, in a supermarket, do they go to bed? Do they do have a siesta? He says, well, not in the best way I could understand. They don't really go to sleep nowadays, but they still keep the tradition of shutting down for 3 hours. Oh, back up at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Maybe that's why we see so many local people hitting the stores and the shops, you know, it's at 8, 9 o'clock in the evening. But anyway, it's all part of the enjoyment of being here in Spain, in Alicante, in the Costa Blanca, La Marina Urbanesque. Urbanisation. Beautiful, Simone, again. Goodness, it's getting warmer and warmer by the minute. I've come out with a t-shirt on this morning. I don't normally have one on. I actually made a mistake because I'm beginning to just feel a little bit warm. It's okay when you're in the car and you've got the, or by the sea, you've got the air con or the sea breeze, but here where it's sheltered amongst the villas, it's really warm this morning again. I think it's to be 31, 32 degrees today in the sheltered areas. It certainly will be that. Anyway, that was day 7, I think. Yeah, I believe day 7. Start of our second week will be tomorrow, Sunday. And we've done so much in 7 days as it is that I'm not sure how the next 7 days is going to work out. We're certainly going back to Guadalest, but we're going to take a different route and go and see the falls of Agar, which look absolutely stunning. Anyway, I'm going to have another coffee. I've had two this morning already. don't know why, I just fancy another coffee. How about that? So, I'll speak again soon. Try not to disturb the peace as best I can.